As climate change worsens, the debate around the issue and how to proceed with energy storage rages on. But a new energy storage technology invented in Australia could enable coal-fired power stations to run entirely emissions-free. The invention has been proven in the lab, and the team is now moving to the next phase of proving it in the real world. Joining us on The Daily is Dr. Alex Post, Chief Technical Officer of MGA Thermal, one of the minds behind this invention, to explain exactly what it is and how it would work. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, Marlene. Fantastic to be here.
Pleasure to have you on The Daily. Now, first up, can you tell us about this product you co-invented and what exactly it is?
Sure. So our invention and the surrounding IP is a new type of material. It's called Immiscibility Gap Alloy, or MGA for short, hence the name of our company. And it's a thermal storage material. So what we produce are modular blocks of our MGA material. They're about the size of a cinder block. And basically, they store a lot of energy as heat. So we can heat them up, and there's an engineered microstructure inside the blocks, which stores all that heat in a very compact way. And then we can actually use that heat for whatever purpose we want. In this case, it turns out to be powering fossil fuel power stations. So we've settled on an application here where we charge our blocks up using excess renewables on the grid, which at the moment quite often are curtailed. And that basically means the power plant generator or the renewable generator is asked to shut off in the middle of the day because the grid's oversupplied. So we suck all that energy up into our blocks, heat them up, and then in the evening when we have a deficit of renewables but a peak in demand for energy, we can use all of that stored heat to generate steam and run the power plant off all of that stored steam rather than using coal.
That sounds amazing, and it makes sense. You don't want to be throwing away all that renewable energy. You want to be using it. That's the point of it.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got a problem at the moment where there's, you know, too much renewable on the grid at certain points.
Oh, wow.
And then nothing at other points. And at the moment, all of our fossil generators are trying to fill the gaps in between that, but they're not built to do it. So I think we can hopefully solve a problem on both sides.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's really interesting. And why do we need to make energy storage a priority?
Well, basically, if we want to move to 100% renewables, which I think, you know, it's pretty unanimous, really, that that's what we want to achieve, we need that huge scale of storage. So renewables are intermittent, which means they're not available all the time. Obviously, solar is only available during the day. You know, you don't have wind energy all the time, which means that if we want to completely cover our demand for energy using renewables, we need some way to store it and dispatch it when we need it. And the current methods of doing that are hydro and large-scale batteries have also emerged recently. But the scale of this problem is just so large that we really need a very cheap alternative. And our approach to achieving that cheaply is to use our pre-existing infrastructure of these thermal power stations.
Right. And how did you go about inventing these MGA zero emission Lego blocks? How did you go about doing that?
So they underwent about 8 years of research here at the University of Newcastle before we started commercializing the technology. I'm part of the material science research group here at the university, which is linked to mechanical engineering. But we were originally actually working on a solar energy converter. So we were trying to, you know, basically compete with PV, convert sunlight into electricity efficiently. And, you know, the underlying thing that we continued to come up against was just the solution's already there. You know, PV is actually fantastic at doing the job. It's ridiculously cheap now, and we see it quite often beating the cost of energy that you see from fossil fuels all over the world. So it was actually a problem that was already solved. And what we kept realizing is that the big problem here is large-scale storage. So as material scientists, my co-founders especially set their minds to thinking, how can we come up with the perfect material that solves this problem? And the core criteria that we were trying to look for were something cheap, because the scale of the problem means that you have to be able to afford this stuff on a huge scale, something that's readily available, so supply lines aren't going to be a problem, something that's environmentally friendly. So our materials are actually completely recyclable at end of life, back into their initial components. And eventually we settled on this microstructure, which ticks all of those boxes.
And just quickly before we do go, what is the next stage of your work, and how will listeners be seeing it practically?
So the next stage is real-world demonstrations. So we've already done a demonstration at the CSIRO's National Energy Centre here in Newcastle, where we charged up our material with sunlight. But we really want to prove this coal-fired retrofit application in the real world. So that means partnering with a utility and an existing power plant to actually start to generate usable steam for them and show that this all works economically.
Sounds amazing. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about it.
Thanks for having me on. It's been great to talk to you.